Here's something you may not know about journalists. We have a pretty high standard of integrity, especially when it comes to conflicts of interest. We normally don't cover any events in which we have any kind of personal interest, especially economic interest. Anytime we even suspect we may have any conflict, we're obliged to tell our bosses and our public. There are some gray areas, but I can tell you this. If I did a commentary urging you to support someone who gave me thousands of dollars, I'd be fired. But a version of that is going on in the Michigan legislature, where today the state Senate's Economic Development Committee is scheduled to vote on whether to send two bills authorizing a new Detroit River bridge to the full Senate. Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville, who supports the new bridge, thinks he can get enough votes. Others aren't so sure. But here's something I am sure about. At least four of the seven members of this committee have a big conflict of interest. They took campaign money from the only real force opposing the new international trade crossing, Ambassador Bridge owner Maddie Maroon, who desperately wants to preserve his monopoly control of this nation's most economically important border crossing. Take Senator Jeff Hansen, for example, a Republican from the town of Hart on the west side of the state, who was elected in a tight race last year. He told Crane's Detroit Business he thinks members of the Maroon family gave his campaign $4,000, but denied this had influenced him in any way. Senator Mike Knopf said the same, while admitting that he won his job in a special election during which he says he got a couple thousand from the Maroon family. Committee Chair Mike Cole took Maroon's money too, and so did Senator Judy Emmons. Well, they may all be above being influenced, but that's not what Matty Maroon thinks. He wants a return on his investment. Specifically, he wants to kill any new bridge by any means necessary. And he's been very successful at getting lawmakers who've taken his money to stop the bridge. If they stop it for good, however, Michigan will be the biggest loser. We'll miss out on more than $2 billion in federal highway funds. A new bridge will be built somewhere else, and we'll lose more jobs. I have never in my life seen an issue like this. Democrats say we need a new bridge. So do Republicans. The conservative Michigan Chamber of Commerce wants a bridge. The CEOs of Ford, GM, and Chrysler say this bridge is essential. William Ford Jr. said yesterday that the aged Ambassador Bridge is becoming capacity strained, which is costing our region money and ultimately jobs. There is virtually no one outside the Michigan legislature opposed to a new bridge, except for those who work for the Maroons. If any of these lawmakers on that committee vote against the bridge today, they will have been guilty of taking money to vote for a special interest. And they will have voted against what politicians on the right and on the left agree is the good of the people. If that's not shocking, I don't know what is.